Welcome to episode 411 of Fly Away. So we're going to give you the 411 today. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, George, and George. After 6 years of being at Outlander Travel, I finally get to have an episode dedicated to my own hometown, San Antonio. So San Antonio is where I grew up, and it's a very lively town full of historical and cultural attractions, and you can get lost in the museums or stroll through UNESCO World Heritage Sites. We can't forget there's some of the best food on the planet. And of course, I'm a little biased. So tonight, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie from my hometown, San Antonio, Texas. So let's get started.
Yay! Remember the Alamo.
I've got that in here.
All right.
So these are five statements kind of about the historical areas of San Antonio. So we're going to start with, there are five missions that are part of the San Antonio Missions National Historical Park, which is an UNESCO World Heritage Site and part of the National Park Service. All of them were built in the early 1700s and represent the Spanish colonial area missions. The five missions are Mission San Antonio de Valero, also known as the Alamo, Mission San Jose, Mission Concepcion, Mission San Juan Capistrano, and Mission Espada. They follow the San Antonio River south from the downtown area, and they were constructed for the purpose of converting the indigenous population to Catholicism. And all of the missions are still in operation and have regular church services. Okay, number two, the Alamo
So that was our first one that we have to decide if all of that was true?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
This is where you're going to be tricky because you may not have put dates in here, but like any tiny little thing.
No, there's some big things in here.
Okay.
There are
some
pretty big things. So, the Alamo became famous in March of 1836 during the Texas Revolution. For 13 days, 200 Texans led by William Travis, James Bowie, this is the guy who invented the Bowie knife, and Davy Crockett with his Tennessee volunteers held off 2,500 Mexican soldiers under General Santa Anna. Remember, the Alamo became the rallying cry which led to Santa Anna's defeat by Sam Houston in present-day Houston in the following month of April. And then the last statement of this little section, La Vita Historic District is made of 27 buildings constructed between 1820 and 1860 by Mexican and German immigrants. In 1939, the mayor obtained a federal grant to restore the area. And currently the buildings house art galleries, restaurants, and banquet facilities. And during Fiesta Week, which is April, right around my birthday, which really sucks because, you know, everybody wanted to go to Fiesta and not come to my birthday.
Just have a Fiesta.
Well, I was too young to go to Fiesta. La Vita hosts Night in Old San Antonio, also called NIOSA, which is a major fundraiser for the Conservation Society. They actually bring in about $1.5 million a year. So which one of those is the lie? We'll start with you, George.
Great. I'm going to say it's the Alamo one.
Why?
Only because you didn't mention a couple of what I thought would be the more prominent people like Sam Houston. But actually I did. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to say that Santa one anyway. Defeated Santa Ana in Houston.
Yep. Staying with that one.
Staying with that one. Okay.
Yep.
Sandy?
Okay. I think that maybe you got a little tricky with the first one and that all those names of the missions are not really like the real names, maybe? Maybe there aren't five. I don't know. I'm going to say number one because there's just so much information in there. Something could be false.
Well, actually, Sandy, you're correct. There are actually, originally, there were six missions. Okay. That was the first, that's actually got two lies in it. There were actually six missions, but one of them is basically completely disintegrated. and no longer is available, no longer standing. And the other lie is actually they don't hold Catholic services at the Alamo. It's a museum. It's totally a museum.
I've been to the Alamo, but I didn't pay close enough attention to whether there might or might not be service there.
Yes.
We did do the audio tour, and I bought a magnet that had like this cat on it. It's supposed to be this cat that goes around the Alamo and hangs out there. I guess it was kind of like people liked it so much they started making magnets. But when I asked them where the cat was, even though I bought the magnet anyway, I didn't see the cat. They said, oh yeah, he's just inside now. I bet you that cat is long gone. But all these magnets now. Yeah, the Alamo cat.
But yeah, George Santa, Sam Houston was actually led the army in San Jacinto, which is basically Houston. And so the city was actually named after him.
But what was the movie that, was it Billy Bob Thornton or who played Davy Crockett?
I don't know. Quite a few people have. So, okay. But I thought, yeah, that because actually I was, you know, yeah. Davy Crockett, he was Davy Crockett, and he actually left, he was actually a senator from Tennessee, and he kind of got disgusted with all the corruption and politics in Washington, so he decided to go fight in a war.
Didn't turn out great, right?
Exactly, did not turn out quite so great. Yeah. So, okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit more about the city itself. So the first statement, Texas has operated under six flags, the flag of Germany, Spain, Mexico, the Texas Republic, the Confederacy, and the United States. Second section, or second statement, the Riverwalk or Paseo del Rio was conceived after the 1921 flood that killed over 50 people and caused millions of dollars in damages to the downtown area. And it was originally built in 1929 as a WPA project. The Riverwalk is now a 15-mile urban waterway filled with hotels, restaurants, and shops. And the river offers dinner cruises, which I love doing because they're catered by Casarillo, one of my a really good Mexican restaurant, guided cruises, and kayaking. And interestingly, kayaking, they didn't allow kayaking for the longest time, but during COVID when they couldn't do river cruises, they decided to let kayaking start because it was something you could do by yourself.
Okay, you're making that sound true.
Well, that part really is true. Whether the rest of it's true, you'll have to decide for yourself.
That was going to be the part I thought was false, but okay.
So, yes. And the last thing, Hemisphere Park was the site of the 1968 World's Fair in honor of San Antonio's 250th birthday. Here you'll find the Tower of Americas. At 750 feet tall, the tower sports a 360-degree view of the city and has a revolving restaurant, which I've actually been eaten in. It has become the iconic tower that you see in the San Antonio skyline. And the park is also home to the San Antonio Convention Center, the Institute of Texan Cultures Museum, the Federal Courthouse, and lots of beautiful fountains. So which one of those is the lie? We'll start with you, Sandy, this time.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that the kayaking thing was not true, but I do believe, I don't know. I kind of believe that they kayaked and during the, you know, during COVID. So that rings true. So I guess I will go with the first one. I'm going to say that one of those countries, possibly Germany, is not one that had their flag.
Okay. George?
Yeah, I'm torn between the first one and the last one. I'm going to say it's the last one. I'm no expert on the World's Fair, but I don't ever remember hearing of a World's Fair in Texas, just the New York one. So could be wrong. It's a crapshoot. 1906
was Chicago.
Well, there was one in Knoxville, too.
The last one.
Anyway, do you want to change your answer now?
No, I'm going to stay with that.
Sandy, you did it again.
I did.
You are actually absolutely correct. Nice. Yes, that's where Six Flags Over Texas, you know, the whole amusement park, that's kind of where it came from.
Okay.
And yes, there were Six Flags Over Texas, but Germany was not one of them. It was actually France.
That makes sense because it's so close to Louisiana. So
yes, yeah. And it was yes. And also the kayaking. Well, I've actually canoed down the San Antonio River too. So
wow.
And that was long before, you know, the whole kayaking thing.
We did one of those cruises where they, like, it wasn't a dinner cruise. It was the, like, tour where mm-hmm. they had talked about, like, all the buildings and stuff. And my husband, when he was in the Air Force, he went to tech school in San Antonio. And so they talked about, like, when all the guys graduate or all the soldiers, you know, graduate from tech school and they all come down to River Rock and party and stuff. So.
Oh my gosh. It's crawling with Air Force guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
I bet.
Yes. Yes. That nice. That weekend. Yes, mm-hmm. definitely.
Nice.
So, and yes, Hemisphere Park was actually part of the World's Fair. So they had lots of countries and lots of companies that actually were part of it. So now we're going to go to the last one.
So one last thing about the World's Fair before we move on. Another thing I remember, and George, I don't know if you're a Simpsons fan, but there's that whole episode where Bart steals the car and they want to go to the World's Fair site because they think it's going to be like this cool thing. And they go to the one in Knoxville and it's just like, there's nothing there.
You know? Like, it's yeah, like there's a big gold ball in
yeah.
Knoxville.
Yeah. That's how I remember there was one in Knoxville. Yes. Well, and I've been there too because my parents went to like a, I don't know, I went to look at the college and they went to like a festival downtown and I went, you know, and did some stuff with my friends. But
yeah, every time we would go, so Hemisphere Park also hosts the Folklife Festival, which cool. there's hundreds of different nationalities that actually make up Texas and they all come together and have this big festival and lots of different foods and dancing groups and handicrafts and you name it. And really, really fun. And I was really looking forward to actually going when I was there last in June, but they canceled it because of COVID. So
Do they do it every year though?
They do it every year and it was in August, but it got too hot. And yeah. So they moved it to June, but yes, it's a whole weekend. And
June's not hot in Texas.
Yes, but it's not as hot as August. Okay. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about the city. And I've got three more statements to do, and then we are finished up. So San Antonio is known as Military City USA, just like you kind of said, Sandy. Mm-hmm. At one time, there were 5 military bases in the San Antonio area. Randolph Air Force Base, which is where they did T-38 training. Lackland Air Force Base, which was boot camps. Kelly Air Force Base was a C-5 rework facility. Brooks Air Force Base did medical research, and Fort Sam Houston was medic training. The oldest of those is Fort Sam Houston, which was established in 1845, and the quadrangle was the original fort. And what's really cool, my mom used to take us there all the time. It became an arsenal and held Geronimo as a prisoner in 1886. And you can, when you go, you can visit the deer and rabbits and peacocks and other birds. And they really like to be fed. I speak from experience with this one. My mom, every time we'd get some, you know, apples that were starting to go or carrots that were a little, you know, hairy, we would go down the quadrangle and feed the deer.
So was your family military?
My dad was.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just yes. Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. Second part. Breckenridge Park is 349 acres just north of downtown, and it houses the San Antonio Zoo, the Japanese Tea Gardens, the Whitty Museum, and the Breckenridge Park Golf Course. The zoo and the tea gardens were built out of a limestone quarry that settlers had used to construct some of the historic buildings downtown. And in 1929, through WPA grants, the park was renovated and the zoo opened its very first cageless exhibit of bears and primates. And this became a model for all other zoos around the world. They basically created enclosures rather than cages. In 1956, they introduced the zoo train, which is still in existence today. One of my favorite places to go is actually down to the Japanese Tea Gardens. And actually, a little interesting factoid about it. It was renamed the Chinese Sunken Gardens during World War II, when the family that actually had built it and was running it, they had a little tea shop and they built the gardens and everything, but they were Japanese and they were interned an internment camp. And so they renamed it the Chinese Sunken Gardens so that it didn't have that whole Japanese persona. But it's now been renamed or reintroduced as the Japanese Tea Gardens. So last statement that I'm going to tell you, San Antonio is recognized as an UNESCO Creative City of Gastronomy by preserving its gastronomical heritage, supporting healthy nutrition and fusing of flavors. San Antonio's food history goes back 11,000 years, and San Antonio was the second city in the United States to actually be given this designation. Tucson was the first. This is my personal opinion of what you should try when you go to San Antonio. Tacos, tacos, and more tacos with the freshest tortillas that are made by little Mexican ladies back there, just patting all those flour tortillas. And make sure you try the carne guisada because I've never been able to find it anywhere else. And for New Year's, we eat tamales. Lots and lots of tamales. They're good all year long, but especially during the holidays. And if you're looking for breakfast, try a kolache. I know you've heard all about Texas barbecue too. So for great breakfast, you go to a gas station and look for Rudy's Country Store. And then the original location is out past George Strait's house. So which one of these is the lie? So George, we're going to start with you again.
I don't have a clue. They all sound pretty real.
Have you been to San Antonio, George?
No.
Okay.
Houston's the closest I've been. I'm going to go with the zoo one for absolutely no real reason that I can think of.
Okay. Sandy?
All right. Okay. So I actually have been to a gas station barbecue joint in San Antonio. She took us to a gas station once, and then she took us to a car wash for our other meal. So I know that they fused together some crazy like food and joints. So that, and it was actually, all of it was really good. So I'm going to go with you on the food thing. And I feel like the military thing is it. And I feel like maybe, I mean, I know Randolph is Air Force. I know Lackland. Well, I don't really actually remember for sure, but I feel like maybe one of those is not an Air Force base. So I think maybe you mix those things up to be a little confusing. So that's my answer to the first one.
Well, you're 3 for 3. Wow. However,
what do I get?
you get a prize. You get to come over to my house and have brisket because I made one tonight.
Nice.
So there are actually only 3 bases left. Okay. They've closed Brooks and they've also closed Kelly. My dad actually worked at Kelly building. He actually built or ran an electronics lab for a subcontractor for the military. And they've closed the base. It's now actually owned by Boeing.
Okay.
They still do the same thing, but it's now privately owned rather than publicly owned.
Cool. Yeah. My cousin was stationed there. She's in the Army. And I don't remember what base she was. I don't think it was Fort Hood, but I can't remember. Anyway, she's back there now. I haven't been back since she went back, but it was a good trip. We had a good time there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you get the chance, go to San Antonio. There's so much to do there. There's the food is amazingly good. Everything is super fresh. Yeah. There's great activities for kids. There's lots of nightlife. It's an amazing city to go to.
She offered to babysit my kids so that we could, me and my husband could go to a rodeo if we wanted to, but we were like,
yeah. Oh, you must have been there in February.
We were there for spring break. So it was like April, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been about 12 years ago.
Because the rodeo comes to town usually towards the end of February every year. And they've always got national acts that come and actually play. There was a nightclub that I used to go to called the Blue Bonnet. And they had nightly bull riding every single night.
Did you do it? You could
sit there and two-step in one room. Then they had a rock and roll room. And then they had barrel racing and bull riding.
Did you do the bull riding?
Oh no, no. I did the I did the mechanical bull.
Yeah, that's like what I bet you cowboy.
But no, no, they these were professional cowboys.
Okay. Did, gotcha.
These were real bulls and you did not know. You had to be experienced. Gotcha. And that's what I did when I was in high school, is we'd go two-stepping on Friday and Saturday nights and go watch the rodeo.
Do you have your cowboy boots?
Of course. Of course I did. I had a cat. I had a hat. I had my keyhole shirts. I had my Rockies and my ropers.
I don't know what any of that is.
Well, one thing you learn about Texas is that wearing boots and hats and cowboy hats is not a fashion statement. It's a necessity. You actually wear the hat to keep all the sun out of your face and the sun off your neck, because you're going to fry if you don't. And you wear the boots to keep the scorpions and the rattlesnakes, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a practical thing, not necessarily a fashion thing.
Okay. I get you on the hat thing, but I didn't feel like I had to have the boots.
Well, in the city, no. Yeah. But I mean,
not down by Riverwalk, at least.
No, not by the Riverwalk, but the hill country is not far away. And that's the thing, is that even the city itself is great, and there's lots of attractions and lots of things to do. But if you get out of the city, which is, you know, a good hour out of the city, you can be in a German community. You can be in the hill country. Mm-hmm. You can be, you know, you can head down towards the ocean and the beach in Corpus Christi, which is probably about 2-3 hours. Mm-hmm. You can be down on the Mexican border. I mean, it's really, they call it the heart of Texas for a reason.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things that you can do that are just outside of town.
Yeah. We went to a cavern too.
Ah, Natural Bridge. Yes. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's actually out where I used to live.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. We liked it. I'd go back.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe to us on YouTube. So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.